On the lookout on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus for the Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Sophia, and this is One for the Books. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. So for those of you that don't know, One for the Books is where I pick a book and play music that fits the themes and vibes of that book. So today our book is Emma by Jane Austen. This book is a classic. A 19th century novel by Jane Austen. So basically, it's called Emma because our main character is named Emma. So her name's Emma Woodhouse. The story kind of centers around her. She's a young woman who lives with her father in Highbury, England, and she's of a high social status, you could say, in her local community of Highbury. And she believes that she's never going to get married. She's very set on that at the beginning of the book. She's a 20-year-old woman, just like me. And so she believes she's not going to get married, but she does believe that she's a really good matchmaker. And so the book kind of follows her matchmaking attempts to put together some of the people in her community. And it's honestly a very comical book because she often misguides a lot of her friends or misinterprets the situation, and so this kind of results in like her failing essentially. And it's funny because Emma's kind of one of those main characters that you like. She's very flawed, but you love her, and I think she's really kind of funny in a way because she's very like set in her ways, but at the same time it's kind of funny to see someone that's so set in their ways get proven wrong so many times. And I guess maybe that's spoiling a little bit of the book, but there's some couples that work out, I'll say that. So you don't really know what's going to end up happening, and neither does Emma. She thinks she has it all figured out, but she really doesn't. So these songs today are kind of going to be a bit about Emma as a character, but also about some of the themes of love and almost like female independence. So this first song is For Emma by Bon Iver, because of course, Emma. And then after that, we have Karina by Adrian Lenker, because that song is just kind of like main character-esque, singing about a woman who, yeah, has a bit of flaws. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. This is For Emma by Bon Iver. Thanks for tuning in to WMUC-FM College Park.
Thank you. haven't seen you, been calling you all the time, calling you all the time. Caught in the turning, losing the light. But I've learned to believe you when you say it'll be just fine. You say it'll be just fine.
That was Karina by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek, and before that was For Emma by Bon Iver. So coming up next, we have Gold Rush by Taylor Swift. This song really paints a picture what I envision to be life in Highbury, England, in the 19th century. A big part of the book Emma is sort of just following Emma through her day-to-day tasks, which as a spoiled young girl, her day-to-day tasks don't really involve much else than interacting with just the people of her town, going to lunches and dinner parties and picnicking. And she's always trying to put together some little get-together. And she also loves to gossip. She's a bit problematic, but it's okay. We still love her. So this book, this song, Gold Rush by Taylor Swift, I think this song really like captures that. There's a lot of dinner party scenes kind of in this book. And it's really interesting to read the banter and see the characterization of all the different people. There's this one character, Mr. Knightley, who Emma has sort of known her whole life. He's a acquaintance in a way of her father. And he is one of the few people that can call Emma out on her ridiculousness and sort of doesn't play into her frenzy that she's this like perfect, gorgeous girl and she's making everyone's lives better, because as we see throughout the book, she is not exactly doing that. So in this song, we have the line, "What must it be like to grow up that beautiful with your hair falling into place like dominoes?" And then Taylor Swift kind of paints this picture of the dinner party scene. I just read that line. Hello. Sorry, guys. but yeah, she says, "I don't like a gold rush. I don't like anticipating my face in a red flush. I don't like that anyone would die to feel your touch. Everybody wants you. Everybody wonders what it would be like to love you." And I think that we kind of see that with Emma, although she is a bit vain. She's also very witty and desired. So I think that this song just perfectly captures that. And then after that, we have Candy Necklace by Lana Del Rey featuring John Batiste. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. This is One for the Books on WMUCFM College Park.
Double vision in rose blush. I don't like the falling feels like flying to the bone crush. Everybody wants you, but I don't like a gold rush.
Candy necklaces. You've been acting pretty reckless, dancing like the young and restless, and I'm obsessed with this. All his candy necklaces. Super suicidal, I hate to say the word, but baby, hanging on the Bible, I do feel like it's you, the one who's bringing me down. Thought that we were cool and we were kicking it like Tribe Called Quest, you the best, but baby, you've been bringing me down. I can see it now. You've been acting pretty restless, dancing like the young and reckless, and I'm obsessed with this. Candy necklaces. I think that we should address this, acting like the young and restless. I'm obsessed with this. All his candy necklaces.
That was Candy Necklace by Lana Del Rey featuring John Batiste. And before that was Gold Rush by Taylor Swift. So coming up next, we have Company by Strawberry Guy. Another important character in the book Emma by Jane Austen is Harriet Smith. So Emma Woodhouse and Harriet Smith's friendship is characterized by a significant power imbalance, you could say, as Emma sort of views Harriet as a blank canvas. Initially, she's drawn to her because Harriet is this very beautiful girl who's kind of perceived as inferior in social terms. She's not as, you know, upper class or of the high status that Emma has. So Emma loves this, and she takes this into her own hands and is basically like, Harriet, you need to surround yourself with the right company so that we can get you into a high status. And she really tries to elevate, take advantage of Harriet's beauty and elevate her status by bringing her to these parties and setting her up with these men. Obviously, in a 19th century fashion, but it's kind of funny in a way, but it's also a little sad because Harriet looks to Emma for advice and often doesn't even listen to her own needs and desires. There's a quote from the book, "You must be the best judge of your own happiness." And I think it takes Harriet a minute to realize this as she kind of lets Emma be the judge of her happiness for a long time. And Emma is also taking advantage of Harriet, but it's not entirely, it's not entirely selfless. Emma initially sees Harriet as a way to fill her own loneliness and boredom. So I felt like Company by Strawberry Guy was a fitting song. It just has that sort of England society, Rolling Hill feeling, and it's also about company. And then after that, we have Management by Claro, which it has a lot of strings in it, so it also kind of captures that feeling. But I love this song. The last verse is, "Only for a short while I'm bound to lose my head, and just when I start to think it's ended, another demand commences. I'm doing it for my future self, the one who needs more attention. I'll forget to forgive and hold it all in. I'm old with some resentment." I would like just listen to it when it plays. There's so many lines in that I just love. And also Emma with the whole "I'll forget to forgive" and doing it for my future self and she needs more attention. There's a lot of character growth in Emma throughout this book, and I think that's why she's such a lovable main character, is because we kind of see her grow throughout. So this next song is Company by Strawberry Guy. Hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to WMUC FM College Park.
I'm not lost, I need to know. Just one company. You can hold me close, I won't complain. I've got time, I've got some things that others don't. Always want more, I'll learn the hard way. I'll be fine. Just one company. You can hold me close, I won't complain. Thank you.
one for the magazines. She's only 22. A flash to the upbringing of the child, the canine. What will become now? Once I decide to leave. Seek to take and give it all away. Once you know it's only a maze, there could be more days like today. Complain to the management. Respect. Fast forward to when our friends and men who don't interject. Harping over old regrets, hating how I let it get to me.
Yeah.
That was Louise by TV Girl. Before that was Management by Claro. And before that was Company by Strawberry Guy. I forgot to introduce Louise by TV Girl, but I felt like that song was super fitting because in the song, Louise is a woman who will take what she wants without caring or thinking about how it's going to affect the people around her. And that's definitely Emma for a big part of the book, Emma by Jane Austen. Another lyric from the song Louise that you just heard is he sings about how Louise can't be anybody's friend. And I think Emma definitely at times is not a good friend. I will say that she's a gossiper and a meddler, and she kind of gets all up in people's business, which isn't great. But I will say, I think initially she kind of doesn't care as much how her actions are going to affect other people. But when things start to not go her way as much, she has some character development. And definitely we see that she does care about the people around her, and she in the end does want them to be happy, even if it's not the way she envisioned their happiness to come about. So moving on, I feel like Emma is a... Well, okay, before we go there, I'm going to play this song, Inside and Out by Feist. This is just a fun song. It's kind of a different vibe from what we've been hearing, but there's a legendary quote from this book, Emma by Jane Austen, and it's, "If I loved you less, I might be able to talk about it more." That line, I'm sure you've seen on like Pinterest boards, and it's a legendary line, and it's a beautiful, beautiful line. And while this book is a lot about matchmaking and meddling, there are elements of love in it that make it fun to read. So this is Inside and Out by Feist. Thanks for tuning in to WMUC-FM College Park.
Like honey, sweet lies don't give me no rise up for what you're trying to do. Living on your cheating and the pain grows inside me. It's enough to leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever, but you're driving me insane, and I'm hanging on. Oh, 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 oh. I wait, I'm never giving. My love has got the power.
We lose.
That was Inside and Out by Feist. Next up, we have Get Him Back by Fiona Apple, a huge theme of Emma by Jane Austen, or maybe not even a theme, but just something that I think Emma really represents is Emma's kind of a feminist icon. She's very individualistic. She doesn't need a man. She doesn't believe in getting married, or at least for herself. She views herself too far above those societal expectations. And as much as she is a little spoiled and self-centered, she also is an absolute icon who takes control of a situation and knows what she wants and demands it. And that's pretty cool. So I think, as I said before, she does get a bit mixed up in the lives and romantic relations of other people, and not always for the better. And this kind of results in her creating some enemies. Get Him Back by Fiona Apple, which is coming up next, is a song about a man disappointing a woman and wanting to get him back and just kind of having bad blood with each other and getting your revenge in a way. And while 19th century England revenge isn't maybe as like brutal and gruesome and intense as we think of revenge now, it still is cunning and a bit witty, and it brings out sides to people that we don't expect. And throughout the book, I will say there are some plot twists that we don't see coming, and that also makes it fun to read. And then after that, we have Good Fortune by PJ Harvey. So we're taking kind of a different twist there's a lot of adaptations and interpretations of the story Emma, which I'll get into a little bit more later, but Good Fortune by PJ Harvey is kind of about she sings about your bad fortune slipping away and taking your good fortune and using it to make something greater come out of your life. And Emma definitely takes her good fortune of her high status to try to uplift the lives of others and make them better. And while she fails at this, you know, at least she tried. This is Get Him Back by Fiona Apple. Thanks for tuning in. This is One for the Books on WMUCFM College Park.
Oh,
That was Good Fortune by PJ Harvey, and before that was Get Him Back by Fiona Apple. So, as I said before, there are a lot of different adaptations and interpretations of the book Emma by Jane Austen, one of the most iconic being the 1995 movie Clueless. Clueless follows it's a very similar story, but in the 90s, so our main character Cher is a lot like Emma. She's very vain and selfish, but she really takes it upon herself to do good for her friends and set them up with people that maybe they don't make any sense with, and just kind of misreads the room, but we still love her because she's iconic, just like Emma. So I wanted to play a song from the soundtrack, Supermodel by Jill Sobule, who recently passed away. Jill, thank you for your legacy and for your amazing music. I hope you guys enjoy. This is Supermodel by Jill Sobule. Thank you for tuning in today to One for the Books on WMUC-FM College Park.